It's been a long and winding road for eastern Oklahoma farmers who contracted to grow chickens for OK Farms in most of the decade of the 1990s. But for those who participated in a class action lawsuit against the poultry integrator, a big payday may be very, very close. On Wednesday of this week, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, based in Denver, Colorado, released their decision to uphold a judgment against OK Farms and pay those involved in this class action lawsuit $14.5 million in damages under the Packers and Stockyards Act. This case actually began in that 1987 to 1997, 1998 time period. That was when the damages occurred, according to the poultry producers. They actually got this case started rolling litigation-wise around 2002, and the initial jury judgment against OK Farms came in 2008. The jury awarded the growers over $21 million at that time, but the judge later pared that back to what the growers had claimed as actual damages to $14.5 million. The appeals process then began. January of this year, OK Farms appealed to a three-judge panel in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver. The judgment returned yesterday was unanimous against OK Farms. There's been no comment released by the company. No indication if they'll appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court or not. Dr. Bob Fields is a veterinarian in eastern Oklahoma, has a vet practice these days in Worcester, one of five representative plaintiffs in the class action lawsuit. He says this appeal was about the last stand for OK Farms.
If we would have lost, it would have almost put us back to square one. Now, the only recourse that OK has, basically, is to take this on to the U.S. Supreme Court, which, in essence, there's not much chance that they would ever, you know, act on it. They'll just basically do that as another stalling technique, you know, to keep from having to pay.
With their only recourse now, an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and that's a long shot, it seems more likely than ever that the judgment will be removed from escrow, been there for at least a year or longer, and awarded to the contract growers that were doing business with OK Farms from approximately 1987 to 1997. Like Dr. Fields, many of them are no longer in the chicken growing business. Dr. Fields hasn't raised chickens, for example, since 2004. The three-judge panel rejected all claims made by OK Farms about the case, upholding the ruling, offering an example that the Packers and Stockyards Act does work in dealings with processors. It just takes a very long time for justice to be served. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.